how much sugar, but a lot of sugar.
Well, do you remember, like, if they came to town, like, in a wagon or anything, you can remember coming?
Yes.
Before they had, well, can you remember, now, like, you would, if you had to come to town, like, to get the flour, you'd come in a wagon?
In a wagon, yes.
Well, what would they use, like, if they wanted the horses to go faster? Now, like, if you were to buy something like fruit at the store, like in those days, now the grocer put it in a, did they have paper?
Yes, we had paper bags and sacks.
Sacks, they Well, now you were telling me about, like, the flour sacks, and they'd be kind of a smooth type.
Yes.
Of cloth or something. Well, what about that rough kind of cloth sack, like, the ones that, like, potatoes and or feed and seed, you know, would come in. Burlap type material.
Oh, but yes.
What did they call it? That type of
toe sack.
Oh, toe sack.
Yes. Yes, that's what we call it.
Well, what about? Did you ever have to take? Did they take corn to be ground?
Yes. They would take it to the grist mill, and they would grind it.
Well, now, like if they were talking about the amount of corn you could carry to the mill at one time, did you ever hear them call that a turn of corn?
No.
What about to carry the washing out to hang it up on the line? You'd carry that out in a...
Well, we just put ours in a big pan and carry it. We didn't have a basket or anything. We just used a pan.
Well, do you remember what nails would come in?
Nails.
Kind of like a barrel, only smaller or something.
No, I don't remember.
A keg.
Yeah, probably.
Was that?
Keg.
Now, do you remember what they call those metal things that would run around the barrel to hold it? Hold the staves in place.
Yeah. Well, I don't know right now. Can't remember what we call them.
Hooks.
Yes.
What about in the top of a bottle to stop up the bottle? You know, when they didn't have bottle tops on them, what did they put?
I don't know.
I wondered if they had cork stoppers or something like that they used.
I don't remember that.
Do you remember that instrument that people would hold between their
A juice harp.
Yeah. And then the other little thing that would be sort of...
French harp.
Yeah. And what would they pound nails with?
A hammer.
Do you remember the on a wagon, the part that goes up between the two horses?
The tongue.
Yeah. Well, now did they, I know wagons were later still around. Now, were buggies still around? Do you remember?
Yes,
buggies?
Some people still had buggies.
Well, do you remember what they, like on a buggy, that they backed the horse up in between the remember what they call that on a buggy? I bet you don't remember.
No, I don't remember.
A buggy's, I figured with younger people, I found that almost invariably they'll remember wagons, but never buggies. But now older people, the old group that I interview, always knows both.
Yeah.
You know? That's another one of the interesting differences that shows up almost every time. I figured, I didn't expect you to know buggy, you know. Do you remember what they